began discussing two different types of Eidus, Eidus Levir Hadava and Eidus Lekim Hadava. Eidus, which is necessary for Gittin Kedushin, is not just simply to affirm that this in fact took place, but rather the Kedushin and Gittin is established Al Yedei Eidin. We start to discuss why in fact is that true. Why is it that we assume that Eidus Lekim Hadava is necessary when it comes to Gittin Kedushin? This aspect of the principle of Ein Dover Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim. And we have two different possibilities. One is a function of Das, the other is a function of Chalos. Maybe one could argue very simply, whenever there is a Chalos, a change in status regarding Dover Shebe'erva, that requires Eidus Lekim Hadava. Perhaps one could argue very differently. Just as we began that there are differences in terms of level of Das, B'chola Torah Kuva, Das Hafla, Das Mecha Kumemkar, Das Gittin Kedushin, maybe one could argue it as follows, that in order to manifest that heightened level of Das, it's necessary that the Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa Kedushin be done in the presence of Eidim. If indeed this is a function of Das, as opposed to Chalos, there could be very significant differences in Halacha. We started to discuss the issue of Yibum and Chalitza. To what extent is it necessary that Yibum or Chalitza have Eidus Lekim Hadava? So he pointed out that the Tosas and Kedushin Adaf Yad Beis Mad Beis seems to be discussing this issue, but one could understand the Tosas in one of two opposite ways. The Gemara tells us that Rav Mangid Amad Mekadesh Bidiyah, that Rav would give Malkus Drabanan for one who utilized Bia as a Kesef Kedushin Mishum Pritzutza. What exactly is the Pritzutza? So the Ri explains the following, very simply. Tchilas Kinyana Bibiya is considered to be an act of Pritzutza. If there's a prior relationship, then we understand that Bia can follow. But that should not be Al-Pidin, the initial relationship. So therefore, if there is Kesef Kedushin, for example, or there is Kedush Eshtar, in that case, now she is Neshes Ish, that can be followed by Bia. But to go ahead and to use Bia as the vehicle of Kinyan, Tchilas Kinyana Bibiya, that is considered to be Pritzutza. According to the Ri, you understand very well the parallel Sugin Yavamas and Avnon Beis, that this is true when it comes to Yibum as well. That the Gemara tells us that just like Manda Mekadesh Bibiya is an act of Pritzutz, Hu Hadinami, this is true when it comes to one who performs the Bias Yibum without the prior Kinyan Drabanan of Mamer, comparable to Kedushe Kesev. Because again, if Mamer is not done, that means regarding this Yavam and Yavama, Tchilas, Kinyana Bibiya, and therefore that is considered to be inappropriate. So according to the Ri, you understand very well the link between that Sugi and Kedushin Daf Yabez, the Sugi and Yavamas and Daf Nun Beis. The difficulty is Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam writes that what is driving that element of Pritzus that Rav is troubled by, that is the need for Eidim. After all, whatever is necessary for the Maisa Kedushin, that requires Eidus, if it's Kedushe Kesef, so Eidim will witness that Kinyan. If, however, you're talking about Kedushe Bia, so in such a case, Eide Bia, Eide Yichud are necessary, and in such a case, that is considered to be Pritzutza. Good? So Tosas raises the following. This explanation of Enotam could fit in the Sugya in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis, but this does not fit in the Sugya in Yavamos and Daf Nun Beis. One cannot plug in this concept of Pritzutza as a function of Eidus Lekim Hadavar regarding one who performs the Maisa Bia Yibum without Mamas. The question is, why in fact is that true? What exactly is Tosus's assumption? So Tosus clearly is telling us something very critical about Eidus Lekim Hadavar when it comes to Yibum, but one perhaps can suggest opposite possibilities. He mentioned the last year. If you look in the Shar HaMelech, in Perek Beis Halacha Daled, Hilchos Yibum, the Shar HaMelech assumes that Tosus is of the opinion that Yibum requires Eidus Lekim Hadavar. Not only Gittin, not only Kedushin, but even Yibum requires Eidus Lekim Hadavar. That's the objection of Tosus to Rabbeinu Tam. When it comes to Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin requires Eidim. So if you choose Kedusha Kesef, that is witness. If it's Kedusha Bia, that is witness. So that's considered to be an element of Pritzus. Why insist on Eide Bia? You can have Eidim that are present for the Kinyan Kesef. When it comes to Yibum, however, since Yibum requires Eidus Lekim Hadavar, so therefore that will be true irrespective of whether there is Mamar or whether there's not. Even if I follow what the Chachamim maintain, that it's necessary to have a prior Kinyan Kesef, Mamar, but now when it comes to Bias Yibum, you still require Eidim. So therefore, whether you have Mamar or whether you do not, does not affect the fact that Edim are necessary for the Maisa Yibun. That's the objection of Tosos to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Edim will be required Mimanavshach in the case of Yibun, and therefore you can't understand the Gemara in light of Rabbeinu Tam. We pointed out, if you look, however, in the Bir Hagra, in Ebenezer, and Sim Kuf Samachav, here the Ramah writes that Edim are necessary for Yibum, and the Bir Hagra writes that Lo Mashmakim Betosus Kedushin Daf Yudbeiz Mabeiz. Why exactly is that true? Apparently the Gon understood Tosus very differently. The reason Tosus comments that Rabbeinu Tam's explanation is not applicable to Yibum is because Yibum does not require Edus Likim Adavra period. And therefore, if that's the case, obviously Rabbeinu Tam's concern is not relevant to Yibum at all. The pritzutz must be, as the rewrite, Chilas Kinyan Abibiyah. Certainly it is not driven by the need for Edus, because you do not require Edus Likim Adavra for Yibum. So two possibilities of Shah HaMelech and the Gaon, as far as Pshat and Tosus, but as we discussed, regardless of how you learn Tosus, this is explicitly a machlokas Rishonim. If you look at the Tosus Arash and Kedusha and Yivamos, the Tosus Arash is explicit that Yibum does in fact require Edus Lechim Adava. This is what the Ritva writes, also in Kedusha and Yibayz and Yibayz, and this is against the Tshuvas Arash. The Tshuvas Arash ben Chelek Dalet Simen Shin Chav Ches is explicit that Yibum does not require Edus Lechim Adava. Good, so you have explicit machlokas Rishonim regarding this issue. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Ifachusim Achlitza, the Rambam discusses the details of Yibum, and the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of the need for Edus. This is the Ha'ara of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is found in Ifachusim Achlitza, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, and the Mishnah Melech begins by saying that Nistapakti. No? The fact that Yibum is done Al Yedei Bia, is it necessary to have Edus Lekiyam Adarva when it comes to Yibam, or is it not? In the Ha'ara, that the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of Edus. If you look, for example, in the Shilte HaGiborim, in the end of Perek Yud Gimel of Yevamos, there the Shilte HaGiborim as well assumes that it is clear that Edus Lekiyam Adarva are necessary for Yibam. Why should you assume that Edim are or not necessary in the case of Yibum? So Yibum is similar to Kedushin on the one hand, but very distinct on the other. Should we treat Yibum as a Dabar Shabarva? Of course. No? Is it a Chalos Dabar Shabarva? Obviously. Before the Maisa Yibum takes place, this woman is not an Esh Ish. There is Al Pidin what we call a Zika. There is a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. She's a Kukali Yavam. She is not allowed to marry anyone else. The Torah tells us, Lo siya eishes hamesa chutza le'ish zar, but that's not an Isser Misa, right? That's an Isser Lav. So there is a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, but it is not a full relationship of issues. At that point, if she has a bias issue with someone else, there is no chiyuv Misa, that is not an eishes isha zinsa. All of a sudden, once the Maisa Yivam occurs, so now nases ki ishta l'chol davar. Now she is an eishes ish. Afterwards, if she will be mezana in such a case, it's a chiyuv misa. Eishes ish is insa. So if you'll ask, is Yibum a chalos davar shaberva? Absolutely yes. That certainly is true. The question is the following: do you need das davar shaberva when it comes to Yibum? So that is not necessary. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Nivamos daf nun gimel mabeis. The pasuk says Yavama Yavaleha, and therefore Maisa Bia is what is required. As long as one intends for Maisa Bia, that is all that is necessary. And this is what the Rambam emphasizes per Beis Halacha Gimel, that Haval Yavimto, Ben Bishoge, Ben Bemezid, Ben Baones, Ben Baratzon. Nonetheless, the Bia is considered to be a Bias Yibum. So Yibum is a fascinating model. The Das Davar Shabarva is not necessary. However, right, certainly is a Chalos Davar Shabarva. If you look, for example, in the Binyan Zion writes, he had this Shaila Halacha L'maisa. The Binyan Zion is found in Chelak Aleph and Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, and in Chelak Beis Simen Chav, two different simanim in the Binyan Zion, where a man died without children, and subsequently there was what they thought was a Maisa's Nus between, right, the brother and the Almana. What do you mean? Amai says, no, that was Yibum. They didn't intend for Yibum. They intended simply for Amaisa's nose. But Yibum doesn't require Das. So there was Amaisa Bia, there was no Das for Yibum, but Das is not necessary. That's what the Binyan Sion discusses. Are they married? Nasis Yishlach Odavar. Or maybe, as you pointed out, the Machlokas Rishonim, that Edus Lekim Odavar is necessary. There was no Das, there was no Edim, but there was Kavanas Bia. In such a case, is that Yibum or is that not? The Binyan Sion writes, he had the Shaila Halach Amaisa. So Yibum is a fascinating model. No? Chalos, yes, but Das, no. If you will argue that any Chalos, Davar Shever, requires Eidus Lekima Davar, then Yibum certainly requires. If, however, you will argue that no, it's a function of Das, so therefore Yibum will not require Eidus Lekima Davar, and that is the Machlokas Rishonim then, between the Tosas Arash and the Ritva on the one hand, the Chuvas Rashma on the other, Pashup Shan the Rambam, that there's no need for Eidus Lekima Davar. The Rambam never mentions any requirement of Eidim when it comes to Yibum. This is what Reb Chaim discusses in Echotim V'Chalitza in Perek Dal Halacha Tezayin. Reb Chaim here begins discussing the case of Chalitza. What happens if Chalitza Beino Lubeina? What happens if the act of Chalitza is done and no one else is there? The Yavam is there, the Yavam is there, and the Maisa Chalitza occurs. What is that? Is that a meaningful act or is it absolutely nothing? So the Rambam writes in Chosim Chalitza for Adal HaChetazayin that Hareze Chalitza Psula. This is a Chalitza Psula. Now, when you learn Yavamos, you will know that Chalitza Psula is meaningful. That's a great Chiddush that the Rambam writes. If you look, for example, in the Mukhi Yosef, it's Reb Chaim quotes in the first paragraph, the Mukhi Yosef writes, if there's a Chalitza below Edim, lo havya Chalitza. It is nothing. It is nothing. It's not a chalitza psula. The halacha doesn't recognize that act of chalitza shlo bifnei edim la'osav lo klum. The Rambam does not write that. The Rambam writes it's a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula is a halacha category. No, chalitza psula means the following: once that act is done, yibum is no longer possible, neither for this individual or even for shar achim as well. Rashi writes in Gitna, Dav Chov Dal Daman Aleph, the Ramasul Chalitza, the Pasuk says the following, right? Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. No? This person did not do yibum, he did Chalitza. Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. The Gemara is bothered. What does yivne mean? Shouldn't the Pasuk say asher lo bona es beis achiv? No? Shouldn't the Pasuk say that by virtue of Chalitza, you did not build the house of the deceased? What does it mean, Asher lo yivne, in the future? So that's what Rashi calls the Drashas Chachamim, Kevon Shecholat Shuvo Yivne. If a chalitza is done, yibum is no longer possible. And this is even true of a chalitza psula. Even if it is not a chalitza kshera, the chalitza is meaningful that no longer will we allow yibum. Neither Yibum of that individual or of any of the other brothers as well. That's why this is such a great Chiddush. Whereas the Mukhi Yosef writes, the Maisa Chalitza B'li Edim is nothing. The Rambam writes, it's a Chalitza Psula. One could raise now a further issue. This concept of Chalitza Psula, is that a Din D'Oraisa? Or is it a Din D'Rabbanan? There is a pasuk, as we pointed out, the Shelo Yivne. Is that an asmachta, or is this considered to be a drasha gemura? So Reb Chaim points out the following: Vasher yira lo b'das Rambam b'sfirale delo ba'inan midaraisa edim klal legabe chalitza. Reb Chaim maintains the shita Rambam is no edim is necessary whatsoever. This is a din daraisa. This is not just simply a din d'rabbana, that simply did something that resembles chalitza, we don't allow yibum. But no, this is true midaraisa. Kevan shecholat shuvo yivne. And Reb Chaim points out that this seems to be poshup shat nesugin yivamos, because the Gemara has yivamos. This is enough kuf heim with beis. The Gemara says that beino. If the chalitza is done and no one else is present, the lashon haGemara is the following: miyadana. Who can affirm? Who will know that the chalitza took place? What does that sound like? Birur, no? If a person is Makanish Nisha Beino Beino, I will not say, well, who can testify that they're married? I would say, there is no issues. The fact that the Gemara says those two words, Mi Yadana, Rav Chaim points out, seems to indicate that the problem, if there is no one present in Chalitza, is a problem of Bir Hadavar, affirming that the Chalitza took place. Not that the Chalitza is absolutely meaningless. And here Rav Chaim writes the following, Shrei Gavnei Eduyos B'Davar Sheberva. When it comes to Davar Sheberva, there are two different types of Edus. One is the following. Let's assume we're talking about a case of Znus. You have an Eishes Ish Shizinsa. So in such a case, if Edom will come forward and affirm that this is an Eishes Ish Shizinsa, that's called a Davar Sheberva. As a result, Nesra Labala. She's forbidden to her husband. Edom are necessary. What is the purpose of Edus? Edus create the Chalos. Certainly not. In that case of Edus Nus, the purpose of Edus is Edus Libir Hadavar. Good. Rav Chaim quotes the Gemara in Ksuvas of Tesamer Aleph, De Be'emes Ne'eseres Gam Below Edim. Even if Edim are not present, if this is clearly an Eishes Ishes Insa, the Maises Nus itself creates the Isser Abala. Mashenkin, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, here Al Yedei Ha'edim Hu Demekayma Milsa. There, Edus Lekim Adavar, Edus creates the Chalos Ishus, it creates the Chalos Gerishin. And what is the difference between them? Znus as opposed to Gittin Kedushin. Rav Chaim explains the following. V'hachilik Shebineyem is this. When it comes to Znus Ha'iserba Mimela, the fact that an Eishes Ishes Insa is Asura Habal, that Iser is created by the Isha? That is created by the Baal? Certainly not. That Iser is Ba Mamela. When the woman was Mizana, she was not Mizana with the intent that she become forbidden al Habal. That Chalos is not Al Yedei Adam. I don't create the Chalos. The Torah says if you do a certain act, this will be the result. But the Iser is that which is Ba Mamela. The Isser is not ba'ayadeyatzmo, that I create the Chalos. If that's true, the Isser is Torah mandated. It is ba'me'ela, ba'me'ela. The purpose of the Edom is just simply lo'ivrasade ela l'shakre. The Lashon HaGemara that we saw in Kedushin Adav, Samachem Adbeiz. Mashenke, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, habalu sha'ose etzem hagerishin. There the Baal creates the Chalos. And therefore, Edom are necessary in order to establish that status. Now, Al-Karchav Tzrichin Edom L'Kimei Milsa. We'll soon see Rabbi Chanan in the Kovot Tzaras in Shimon Ayin Vav that writes, there's a world of difference between a Chalos which is generated, which is created Al-Yedei Adam, as opposed to a Chalos which is Ba Al-Yedei Atzmo, something which is Me'ela, something that the Torah insists. This is the difference Rav Chaim writes between Znus, which also is a Davar Sheba'erva, the woman becomes Nesra Al-Bala, Mashenki, when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin. Then Rav Chaim continues and writes the following. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, Sarech Das Bailim, Al-Etzem HaGerishin VaKedushin, and therefore Gittin Kedushin requires Das. Why is that true? Because the entire institution of Gittin Kedushin is Nasa Al Yedei Bailim. Mashen Kein, when it comes to Znus, there, the Chalos, the fact that she is Neseres Al Habal, that is not something that I or she creates that Chalos, that does not require Das. Let's assume, for example, that this Eishes Ishes Zinsa doesn't realize that Al Yedei Zeh she'll become forbidden to her husband. Nonetheless, the Torah writes that if there is a Maises Nus, Eishes Ishes Zinsa, Me'elav, she becomes Neseres. So therefore, Chaim writes the following. Isn't that also true when it comes to Chalitza? When the Maisa Chalitza is done, so therefore the Torah creates a Heter L'Shuk. That is similar to Znus. That's similar to a Maisa Shechita, for example. that the Torah requires a given act, but the chalos is bameila. The chalos is not that which I create or that which I generate. And we'll see many, many different nafkaminas. Lahalacha. And therefore, chalitza does not require das bailim. If that is true in this regard, chalitza is similar to an eishes ish zinsa, that das is not necessary. And if, as Reb Chaim assumes, that eidos l'kiyam adavar is a function not of chalos, but a function of das, so therefore in such a case you understand very well where the Rambam writes that chalitza is a meaningful one, even if it was not witnessed, even if it is done beino beina. And therefore, das harambam, he, Reb Chaim writes, the chalitza lo bayirak livrure milsa, v'lo l'kiyume milsa. The role of Adam for chalitza is simply to establish that this is what occurred, but not to create the chalos whatsoever. And then Reb Chaim continues in the very last lines, v'chein midlo huzkar Adam b'yibum. And you go through the Rambam does not mention the need for Eidos Lekimra when it comes to Yibum. Afal gav dispe gam maisa kinyin. Even though it is true, a maisa bi is necessary. Shmamina de gam be kinyin mikamakam. Kol shalo bi inan da'atam. Niskayim hadavar gam below Eidim. And the purpose of Eidim will be the bir hadavar, not the purpose of Eidos Lekim hadavar. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. But take a look. Critically important. According to the Rambam Shita, Eidos Lekiyam Adavar is a function of das. Kedushin requires das. Gerushin requires das. Mashen kin yib, mashen kin chalitza. Certainly it's a chalos davar shaberva. You don't need das davar shaberva. And therefore, there's no need for Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. Where else do you see in the Rambam that this is true? That Eidos Lekiyam Adavar is a function of das. And if there's a chalos davar shaberva but doesn't require das davar shaberva, there's no need for eidim at all. So I'll give you another case where you find this in the Rambam. This is Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam writes the following, Mekadesh al tnai. Let's assume, for example, that the Kedushin is done al tnai. So therefore, there is a Maisa Kedushin. That is witness, there is Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. Kedushin requires obviously Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. And all of a sudden, V'chozer la'acha kam yamim hu bitel hatnai. And all of a sudden, let's assume for example, the Baal says, you know, I had stated that Kedushin will only be chal if A, B, C is done. You know what? I want to be mevatel hatnai. Bitel hatnai. The Rambam writes the following chiddush: Af al pi shebitlu beino beina shlo bifnei edim, hatnai batel. The Rambam writes that bitul hatnai does not require edus lekiyam adavar. V'harehi mekudeshes stam. You have a kedushin al tnai. The Rambam shita's bitul hatnai does not require edus lekiyam adavar, and the Raiva disagrees. The Ravid writes that Amar Avram that no, that Eino came. That what do you mean? Bitul Hatnai requires Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. What is Bitul Hatnai? So I'll tell you the same lumbus. Is that a Chalos Davar Shaberva? Of course it is, no? There already was a Maisa Kedushin. The Das Kedushin was already manifest. It already occurred. A Maisa Kedushin there was. But is there a chalos? There's no chalos. The Kedushin was not yet chal. You require kiyum hatnai. Ayyadei bitul hatnai, the Rambam writes, the Kedushin will be chal. No, so the Ravid writes that that's true, so it doesn't require his kiyum adavar. The chalos, davar shebe'erva, she'll become an ashes ish, ayyadei bitul hatnai, that has to be witnessed. Why does the Rambam mention that's not true? Bechor, this is l'shita, no? The Rambam is assuming, as Reb Chaim maintains, that it's not chalos davar shaberva. Das davar shaberva requires eidos lekiyam adavar. And then the chiddush al gabei chiddush. The das davar shaberva, the Rambam writes, is maisa kedushin. There, of course, that was witnessed. There it's necessary to have eidos lekiyam adavar. At the time of the bitul hatnai, that is not conveyance of das davar shaberva, and that's the chiddush that the Rambam writes, that there is no need in that case for Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. If you would argue that Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar means whenever there's a chalos, so therefore Bitul HaTnai is a chalos. If you'll argue with Das, then you can argue the Rambam does, that there's no need for Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar when it comes to Bitul HaTnai. This is also relevant for a sugya earlier in Kedushin, and Daf Yud Amar Aleph. We mentioned, of course, that one of the ways that Isha Niknis is Bia. Bia can be used as a kinyan of Ishas. So the Gemara raises the following suffix, and Daf Yud Amar Aleph, Tri Bailahu, Tchilas Bia Kona, Osof Bia Kona. When we say that Bia works, Kesef Shtarim Bia, what exactly does that mean? Is it Tchilas Bia or is it Sof Bia? What is the Nafkamina? The Gemara says the following. What happens in this case? Let's assume, for example, all there was Tchilas Bia and she's Makabel Kedushin from someone else. If Tchilas Bia is Kona, she's already an Eishas Ish. If, however, only Sof Bia is Kona, she's not married to person number one. And if she's Mekabel Kedushin Me'acher, now she's married to number two. One Nafkamina. Or the Gemara has the following. Inami L'Kohen Gadol. Can a Kohen Gadol be Mekadesh in Isha Al Yedei Bia? Interesting Nafkamina. A Kohen Gadol can only marry a Besuva. If you will argue that Chilas Bia is Kona, so therefore at the time of the Kedushin she is a Besuva. If you will argue that only Sof Bia is Kona, at that time she is no longer a Besuva, and therefore that Kinyan would not be allowed to a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara has two Nafkaminas. The Gemara says, Mai, so what is the halacha? Chilas Bia, Sof Bia. The Gemara says the following. Amar Amemra Mishmei Derava, Kol HaBoel Da'aso Al Gemar Bia. Kol HaBoel Da'aso Al Gemar Bia. Therefore, Gemar Bia is Kona. Therefore, in terms of the two nafkaminas of the Gemara, Pashti Yada V'Kiu Me'acher should be married to person number two, and a Kohen Gadol cannot engage in Kedushin Bia because Gemar Bia, Dato Al Gemar Bia. Isn't this a very great Kiddush? Kedushin Bia, Gemar Bia, Gemar Bia, is that really true? When we speak about a Maisa Bia B'Chala Torah Kula, we require Gemar Bia. Of course not, no. Tchilas Bia, not Gemar Bia. This is what Tosus raises. Der Maskol Kol HaBoel Da'ato Gemar Bia. The Gemara says, Nivamas Nafnun Hamad Beis. That's not true. Bia is always defined as Tchilas Bia, no? When it comes to Arayas, you need a Gemar Bia? Of course not. Tchilas Bia is Kona. I'll tell you even greater Chiddush. When it comes to Yibum, Tchilas Bia is Kona. Tchilas Bia. Yevamo Yavli, Ina Maisa Bia. What's the definition of Maisa Bia? Tchilas Bia. Why is that a very great Kiddush? This is what Tosfos points out in Yevamos. Nachof Min Aleph. If the entire purpose of Yibum is Lahakim Shem La'achiv, maybe you would argue that is only possible if there is a Gemar Bia. That cannot be accomplished Al Yedei Tchilas Bia. But Tosfos points out that doesn't matter. Even though the Torah does write Hakim Shem La'achiv, but nonetheless, Maisa Bia is always defined in terms of a Tchilas Bia. Tosfos even writes in Vamsav Chafam Adbeis. That Tosfos was Chafam Adalef. Chafam Adbeis, Tosfos writes the following. I'll give you a chetimtzah where all we allow is Tchilas Bia. All we allow is Tchilas Bia. Tosfos says the following chiddush. Right? In a case of Esed Ochalosa, say of Yibum. Let's assume, for example, the brother is a Kohen, right, who dies. And the brother who's supposed to do Yibum is the Kohen Gadol. Do we allow a Kohen Gadol to do Yibum? So the Gemara writes, Yivamos Dachof Mabeis, just the following. Wait, that's a problem, no? Because a Kohen Gadol marrying this woman, what is that? Number one, she's an Amana. Number two, she is a Be'ula. Good? For a Kohen Gadol to marry this woman, it's a lav of Amana, it's an essay of Be'ula. Ein esid ochalosa save essay. Good. The mitzvah of Yibum will not be docha the isr lav of Amana and the essay of Besuma. Good. Let's assume the following case. Let's assume that all they had was Erisin. And now the brother dies, and the brother who's awaiting to do Yibum is the Kohen Gadol. So they're interesting. She's still a Besuma. So all there is a lava of almana. There's no este, she's still a basula. So therefore the Gemara says we should apply the principle of este no chalos ase. Este no chalos ase. The mitzvah of yim will be dol kadisr v'koin dol marrying an almana. So the Gemara says, you're right, you're right. We could apply este no chalos ase. But the Gemara says we have a difficulty, no? Because este no chalos ase would only apply when you're actually performing the mitzvah. There's no dechi above and beyond the mitzvah. So therefore, all we would allow is the bare minimum, which is necessary for yibum. So you know what Tosafos says that would mean? All we would allow is a tchilas bia. Because the mitzvah he mitzvah is tchilas bia. And that's it. You don't need anything more, so you can't invoke esed ofalos hasen. So Tosafos, Taman's based on the Gemara, that's a little bit unusual. So we're going to tell them perform a tchilas bia and I'll get divorced. So we don't allow that, and therefore we insist that the Kohen Gadol must do chalitza. But Tosafos points out an interesting hechatimtza. All you allow is tchilas bia. Because Tosafos writes, even though the purpose of Yibum is hakim shem lachiv, even so, yavam yavale, and bia is always defined as tchilas bia. So isn't this a difficulty, you know? On the one hand, bia is always tchilas bia. On the other hand, here the Gemara says when it comes to kedushin, you require gemar bia. You require gemar bia. How do you resolve that apparent contradiction? So take a look at that Tosafos. Kedushin avidam adav demaskul kol. Tosafos has several possibilities. Several possibilities in resolving this blatant stira. Kedushin requires gemar bia and bia b'chalat Torah kula. Even when it comes to yibam, only requires a tchilas bia. How can that be? The last teretz, the Tosafos quotes, is the view of Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbi Nissim gontirates that there's a difference between kedushin as opposed to nisuin. Only when it comes to kedushin do we assume that gemar bia is necessary. Hahidi yavamos, that gemar yavamos in Daf Nehemah Beis that mentions tchilas bia, that irei achar kedushin, the al yedei oso ha'ara. If all you have is tchilas bia, havi kinesua kmo chupa. So Rabbi Nissim distinguishes between kedushin as opposed to nisuin. When it comes to nisuin, tchilas bia, like kol ha'Torah kula. Only when it comes to kedushin, then do we assume that a gemar bia is necessary. Tosafos does not really explain this chiddush of Rabbi Nissim. Why should there be a difference whether it's Erisin or whether it's Nisuin, whether it's Erisin or whether it's Sharkola Tarakula, whether it's Chilas Bia, whether it is Sof Bia? This difference of Rabbeinu Nissim, that Erisin is different from other cases, is Mefurish in the Rambam as well. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes the following, Im Kidesh Bedia. So, Amala Hareat Mekudeshesli, Hareat Muresesli, and so on, with this particular Bia. So, therefore, Misyachirema Bifne Shnei Edim Ubola. Then the Rambam adds, Vahamekadesh Bibia, we have in brackets, Mistama, Dato Algamar Bia, and therefore, Kishi Yigmar Bia, so Tia Mekudeshes. The Rambam writes, you can have Kedushin Bia, and the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Dato Algamar Bia, that requires a Gemar Bia. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei, Hilchos Ishus. What is the Rambam discussing here? Erisin. Look later in the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Ishus. Here the Rambam discusses Nisuin. The Rambam writes, Haba al arusasa l'shem Nisuin achar shekitsha. Erisin already took place. And now the Baal intends to do Nisuin. The Rambam writes, Mi sheya'areba kina'a v'nases nisua v'arei ishtu l'chodavar ha'ara tchilas bia. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Gimel discussing erisin says sofia, the Rambam Perek Yud discussing nisuin writes tchilas bia. That's exactly the distinction of Rabbeinu Nissim, the Tosafos quote, that erisin is unlike nisuin, and nisuin is like kol ha'Torah kula. There's something which is unusual about Erisin. How do you understand this distinction? Whatever is a ma'aseh b'yeh should consistently be a ma'aseh b'yeh. Tchilas b'yeh, sof b'yeh, and so on. So Sarechik pointed out just the following kiddush. The Gemara raises this issue when it comes to Eris and Tchilas b'yeh, sof b'yeh. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Kol ha'boel da'atel al gemar b'yeh. What's the key word in that phrase? Da'atel, das. What exactly does it mean that Gemar B is necessary for Kedusha? You mean to say that what? The Tchilas B is in Bias Nus? The Tchilas B was an act of Bia that was Shalom L'Shem Yishus? Of course not. The entire Maisa B is L'Shem Yishus. It's not a Bias Nus. But what's the punchline? Da'ato al Gemar B. No? Kedushin requires das. Das davar sheberva. So therefore, it's not enough that I ask you, what is the definition of bia b'chalat oraku? When it comes to yibum, das is not necessary. Yivam yavaleh. When it comes to arayos, das is not necessary. So therefore, whatever is the mice of Bia B'chalot HaRakula, that will be sufficient when it comes to cases of Arayos, cases of Yibo. I'll tell you the following Kiddush. Even when it comes to Nisuin. We'll have to see why. When it comes to Erisin, Erisin number one requires a mice of Bia, but more than that. Erisin, which is the Maisa Yishus, requires Das Davar Sheberva. Here you have to ask yourself a twofold question. You have to start with, what is the definition of Bia? But now you have to ask yourself a further question. What was the Das Davar Sheberva? What was the intent? What was the Das of the Baal? That all there would be is Tchilas Bia or Gemar Bia? That's what the Gemara answers. It's not that Tchilas Bia is irrelevant. Kol ha'boel da'ato al gemar bia. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Bishas Yishus, you know why you need a gemar bia? Because ha'makadesh b'bia mistama da'ato al gemar bia. Because that was the das ha'bal. That was the das of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, if the Baal intends that the Yishus should only be chal at that point, it is only chal at that moment. Not a moment earlier. What about when it comes to Nisuin? Hear a further Kiddush. We know what Erisin is, no? It's like you learn the first mission in Kiddushin, Kesef Shtarim Bi. Good? We know what Erisin is. Erisin is the moment of the Maisa Kiddushin, the Kinyan of Yishus, the conveyance of Das Davar Sheberva, that's clear. What is Nisuin? As we discussed in the very first shiur in Lamedus, we know what Nisuin is, no? She becomes an Eishes Ish. Al Yedei Erisin, she is still Beveis Aviha. Nisuin means that she is now an Eishes Ish Beveis Haba. At what moment does that take place? We're going to see that's pretty unclear. Five Shittas in Rishonim. Exactly what Nisuin is. Because if Nisuin is not the Kinyan HaKotsu, but Nisuin is the reality of an Eishes Ish Beveis Haba, so I can legitimately ask you, technically speaking, at what point does that occur? Does that happen at the time of Chuppah? Does that happen at the time of Yichud? At what moment is it an Eishes Ish who is now Beveis Haba? The Kinyan of Yishus is Mishas Erisin. The reality of an Eishes Ish Beveis Haba, that is considered to be Nisuin. Let me ask you a question. Does Nisuin require Das Davar Sheberva? Oshav Shat Narambam, it does not. This is the Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik would often maintain. And according to the Rambam Shita, Yisuin does not require Eidim. Doesn't require Das. Whether she is Beveis Habal or she's Beveis Habiyah, that's a function of Das Davar Sheberva. That is not true. Nisuin is similar to Yibum. In what sense? Is Nisuin a chalos davar sheberva? Obviously, yes. No? At the very first year, a list of nafkaminas between an arusa as opposed to nisuah. Nisun is a chalos of Rosh Ha'erva. The woman's status certainly changes as a result of the fact that she is now in a suah. But in terms of das, das of Rosh Ha'erva is needed at the time of Nisuin. Rosh Ha'erva may mean certainly not. The conveyance of das of Rosh Ha'erva is at the kinyan of Ishus, that is at the time of Erisin, not at the time of Nisuin. In fact, just as the diuk in the Rambam of Rav Chaim, that nowhere does the Rambam mention the need for edus when it comes to yibum. When you look through Parag Yud of Hilchos Ishus, when the Rambam discusses nisuin, nowhere does the Rambam mention a need for edus l'kima davra when it comes to nisuin. The Rambam sheet is edus l'kima davra is only necessary when it comes to erisin, not when it comes to nisuin. Rosh Ha'erva used to often say, do you need Eidei Nisuin? Machlok is Rambam and Raivid. No? Where is this Rambam? Where is the Raivid? A little bit unclear, no? Where is the Rambam? It's these Rambams, no? The whole Shir. No? The Rambam, Yibum, the Reb Chaim, Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus. Where is the Raivid? There's no explicit Raivid. You know where the Raivid? Bitul Hatnari. The Raivid that we just discussed. No? The Raivid that writes that Bitul Hatnari requires Eidei Slakim Adavar, that's Chalos and Adas. Who had the nami the Rabbi assumed? What is true? Bitlat time, which you have, soon as well. Chalos without das. That's the Vayitcher could say in one line. Machlok is the Rambam and Raivit. No? That's the Rambam and that's the Raivit. But this is similar to Yibum, similar to the case of Chalitza. We have a Chalos without das, the Rosh Ha'erva. This is the Ha'ara of the Marcheshes. Marcheshes is found in Chelet Beis, in Simen Yud Aleph, where the Marcheshes points out. Simon Chelik Beis Simon Aleph, where the Marcheshes points out in Os Yud Beis that the Rambam sheet is you do not require Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar for Nisuin. We're makbid to have Yichud in a Chasana, right? Why do we have Yichud? Because the Rambam sheet is the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harai Labiya. Good? We don't only have Yichud, we have Eide Yichud. Eide Yichud, no? Rosh Ha'erva could often comment, Eide Yichud is a combination of the Rambam and Raivid, no? It's the Rambam's definition of Nisuin, coupled with the Raivid Shita that you require Eidus for Nisuin. The Rambam does write that you need Yichud, but the Rambam does not write you need Eide Yichud, but these two Shitas are not necessarily Hava HaTalya, what the definition of Nisuin is, and whether you need Eide Nisuin. We can assume that you require Eide Nisuin, and we can be machmer for the Rambam Shita that Yichud is in fact the Nisuin. But realize that this is not consistently the Rambam Shita. The Rambam would require Yichud, but the Rambam makes no mention of Eide Yichud whatsoever. No? Now, our issue here, and Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, Shlichus. The Gemara mentions there's a possibility of Shlichus. No, when it comes to Gittin, when it comes to Kedushin, let me ask you the following. Does Shlichus require Eidus L'Kiyum? How do you appoint the Shlichus? Does Shlichus require Eidus L'Kiyum? On the one hand, is shlichus critical for a chalos davar sheberva? Absolutely yes. No, a shliach goes ahead and gives the kedusha kesset to the woman. Good. Whether in fact she is married to the mishaleach hinges on the mina shlichus. The mina shlichus is critical in determining whether she is a pnuya, whether she is an eishes ish. The chalos davar sheberva is critical. But I'll ask you the following question. The fact that a baal can appoint a shliach for kedusha, is that a halacha which is uniquely true in gittin kedusha regarding das davar sheberva? Or is that simply a halacha b'chalat arakula? Namely, Shluchos Shalom Kamosu. When the Baal appoints a shliach, does that require das davar shebe'erva? When the shliach is mekadesh the isha, that requires das davar shebe'erva. That's eidus l'kiyum davar, gittin kedushin. But the minui shlichus, when the Baal appoints a shliach, does that require das davar shebe'erva? So guess what? The Rambam tells us in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Tezvav, the following chiddush. Ish, asa shliach lekadish lo ha'isha, a man appoints a shliach for the purpose of kedushin, eino tzarech lasoso be'edim. You don't need edus l'kiyum adavar. There's no need for edim at all. She'ein makom le'edim b'shlichus ha'ish, Ella lehodia amita sadavra. That's explicit. Because the only need is to affirm that in fact the Baal appointed this person as a shliach. What does that mean? The only question is one of birur hadavra. You have to be able to affirm that that occurred. So therefore the Rambam writes lefichach imho da hashliach v'meshaleach. So there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. No, the shliach says he appointed. The mishaleach says he appointed. No, in such a case, that's it. You don't need it is the kiyum hadavar. All you need is bir hadavar. No, if everyone agrees, no one is disputing the fact. I say I appointed him. He acknowledges he's appointed by me. So in such a case, you don't require edim. And the Rambam gives a mashal. Kemo sheshliach shehersheu lahaflish lo truma kayotze behem. Very important, no? Just as when it comes to afrashas chumas and maestras. I can be mafresh myself. I can appoint a shliach. No, kein tarimu gam atem. What does that mean? Rabo shluchachem. Afrashas chuma can occur through myself or through my shliach. So the Rambam writes, I ask you a question. Do you need edus l'kiyum hadavar to appoint a shliach for hafrashas truma? Of course not. So the Rambam's mashal, just as you don't require edim for shlichus for hafrashas truma, hu hadinami when it comes to shlichus regarding kedushin. And the Rambam just asks, why? Because after all, b'chol shluchu shalom kamoso ve'eno tzarech edim. Shluchu shalom kamoso is true generally. That doesn't require edus l'kiyum hadavar. That's the Rambam's chiddush. Isn't that a further nafkamina? No. Shlichus is critical for a chalos davar shebe'erva, but the fact that I can appoint a shliach does not require, it doesn't posit das davar shebe'erva, and therefore it's like cases of Nusr, cases like Yidmur, case of Chalitza, case of Nisuin, case of Itlasnai, where no shlichus, right? Doesn't require Yidim at all. That's the Rambam's finish, no? And guess who disagrees? The Ravid is massive, no? The Ravid writes, what kind of mushal is this, no? The Ravid writes that, what do you mean? Just as Truma, so too Kedushin. The Ravid writes, what do you mean? Of course, shlichus in truma doesn't require edim. Truma doesn't require edim. Do I have to be mafresh truma bifnei edim? Of course not. So just as there's no requirement of edim when it comes to hafrashas truma, there's no requirement of edim when it comes to shlichus for hafrashas truma. But when it comes to kedushin, the kedushin requires edus l'kiyum hadavar. Shlichus requires edus l'kiyum hadavar. What type of mashal is that of the Rambam? No. Of course, a fresh shuma doesn't require edim when you appoint the shliach. Whatever requires edus for shlichus. So shuma doesn't require edus to kiyum adavar. Shlichus of shuma doesn't require edus to kiyum adavar. Abo b'kedushin, but what do you mean? Afilu shneihem odim eino klum. Edus to kiyum adavar is necessary for cases of shlichus. That's a further nafkamina between the Rambam and the Raiva. Shlichus l'chora. Is it a chalos? Absolutely yes. Is it das davar shebe'erva? That's the Rambam's mashal. What is the Rambam gleaning from Shuma? The Rambam knows The tshuva doesn't require edus lekiyum hadavar. Now what the Rambam is telling you is the following. That just as you can appoint the shliach for a precious tshuva, because of this principle of shluch hashem kamosa, so hu hadinami, the same as tshuva comes to kedushin. That's one halacha. Shlichus for hafrash and shlichus for kedushin. In other words, that is not a unique halacha of kedushin, of gittin, that's a davar sheberva, and now ein davar shepachas mishnayim. But no, that's not b'chol terakula of shluch hashem and kamosa. And b'chol terakula, you don't require edus l'kiyum davar. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes the same thing is true regarding Gerushin. Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel. A Baal can appoint a shliach laholacha. The Rambam writes, shlichus when it comes to gerushin as well. Ve'ein ha-shliach laholacha b'hava tzarech edim. The same Rambam. Shlichus for kedushin doesn't require edus l'kiyum davar. Shlichus for gerushin does not require edus l'kiyum davar. The Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Gerushin, of course, does, but not the Minyan Shlichus. Just as the Rambam writes when it comes to Kedushin, in Perek Vav Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin when it comes to Gerushin. I only read to you half of the Rambam. Take a look back, that Rambam, Perek Vav Hilchos Ishus, and the Rambam writes the same thing in Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin. Shlichus works both for the man and for the woman. Right. The man who's mekadesh the ishi can do so ayde shliach, and the ishi also can appoint a shliach for the purpose of kedusha. Now, that's our Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh bo v'shlucha, ha'ish mekadesh bo v'shlucha. Unbelievable chiddush in the Rambam. Now, Gimel Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam writes, Kol ha'os ha'shliach l'kabel ha'kedushin. If a woman appoints a shliach to receive her kesef kedushin, sarech la'asoso bifnei shnei edim. Edus l'kiyum hadavar is needed. The first half of the Rambam we understand very well. The Rambam's fancy halacha, the fact that shlichus works for kedushin is not mi dine kedushin. That's shluch hashem kamosa, prasha shtruma. All of a sudden, the Rambam writes, "Bamed var mamurim," when the Baal appoints a shliach, when the isha appoints a shliach to receive the kesef kedushin, all of a sudden here, the Rambam writes that sarech lasosa bifnei shnei. All of a sudden, the Rambam writes that requires eidus l'kiyum hadavar. The shlichus for kedushin require it is the kiyum hadavar. The answer is it depends. Is it a shliach habal or a shliach of isha? The Rambam perek vav halach aleph hilchos gerushin. Hashliach she'os isha kedet lekabel la gita miyadbala. A woman who appoints a shliach for gerushin. This is called a shliach kabbalah. No, to receive the get. Sricha la'asoso b'shnei edim. The shliach lekabbalah for gerushin requires edus. Wow, so this is a chiddush al gabei chiddush. No? The Rambam Shita all along, chalos davar sheberva does not require edus l'kiyum davar. The Rambam's chiddush that the fact that the Baal can appoint the shliach for kedushin gerushin is not a unique halacha davar sheberva. That's halacha b'chalos harakula. But this is only true as far as he is concerned, not as far as she is concerned. On what basis do you understand that difference? What's the difference in a shliach haban and a shliach isha when it comes to giving kedushin? If you look in our daf, kedushin daf mem aleph and aleph, if you look very carefully, you should be faced, hit with the kasha that somehow can be used regarding this issue. The Gemara says that hopefully you saw shlichus min aleph. How do you know that there's shlichus? No, the Gemara begins. Now, ish mekadesh, vav shlucha, ish miskadeshes, vav shlucha, shlichus min aleph. The Gemara says the following: the Tanya v'shilach melamed shehu osa shliach. The pasuk says v'shilach. Now, therefore, we obviously see that the Baal can appoint a shliach for the purpose of gerushin. The Gemara continues, Vishilcha, all of a sudden, Melame Shehi also Shliach. Vishilcha, that's a pasuk that tells us that she can appoint a Shliach. You see the Gemara, not anything more so far. The Gemara has two drashas. No, one for Shlichus of the Baal, one for Shlichus of the Isha. Unusual, no? Lechora, one should have argued that once you see that shlichus works when it comes to getting in kedushin, so therefore one should argue that that's it, shlichus shalom kamosa. And if shlichus works for him, shlichus works for her. The Gemara says no. We need a pasuk of a shilach to tell us the institution of shlichus. But even once we know shlichus works, apparently I would have said that shlichus only works for him. Shlichus does not work for her, and therefore we need an additional gzeras hakasav to tell us v'shilcha melamed shehi osa shliach. It's unusual, no? In other words, there's a shliach l'holacha. There's a shliach that she appoints the kabbalah. I would have said, you're right, shlichus works as far as the baal, but not as far as the isha. Why should that be? Why do you need a separate gzeras hakasav? Who asks this kasha? This is the Tosas Arash. The Tosas Arash and Ardaf. The Ramascha Vishulcha. Vim Tomar, the Tosas Arash writes, Amai Tzorev Trei Kroi. Why do you need two psukim? Chad l'shlichus abav, v'chad l'shlichus ha'isha. That's the Tosas Arash's kasha. What do you need two psukim for? You know shlichus works. That's it. Shlichus shalom kamosa. Why the need for any other pasuk? So here the Tosas Rosh writes the following: Yishlomar, Tahava mina bebal u'shayich v'shlichus, because I would have said only the baal can appoint a shliach. After all, she'eno megareish elamidato. Who is the one who performs the ma'isa gerushin? Whose das is needed? The das habal. So I understand very well that the baal, who is the baal hachalos, he is the one who will determine the gerushin. He is empowered to be able to appoint a shliach. Aval isha shemizgareshes bal karcha, a woman, v'nasa biyada. Does a woman require das for gerushin? Certainly not. All that's necessary is v'nosam v'yoda ma'isa nesina. So therefore the Tosas Arash writes, lo only ma'isa dida kulohai shetuch olino shliachim kalno. She is not empowered to create a shliach at all. That's a very great chiddush. Even once I know that he can appoint a shliach, how do you know that she can appoint a shliach? That requires a gzeras hakasav. What apparently you see from the Rambam is the following. We'll have to explain further. This is not just simply a gzeras hakasav. You see from the Rambam shita that there's a world of difference between the shliach habal and the shliach isha. Even once you have the gzeras hakasav. See, whenever you work with Gzeres HaKasav in Lamdas, you always have the following. You would have thought that there's a difference. So, Kamash Malan, that what? Kamash Malan, that there is no difference? or Kamashna law that despite the fact that there is a world of difference between the Shliach Chabal and the Shliach Isha, nonetheless, Shlichus in fact works. But the Shlichus Chabal and the Shlichus Isha are worlds apart. Well, that's what you see from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Shlichus Chabal doesn't require a Slikima Dava. The Shlichus Isha requires a Slikima Dava. They're worlds apart. When the Rambam explains why the Baal does not require Eidim, it's because that's Shlichus Bechol Tarakuma, Hafrashas Truma. You can't argue that's true when it comes to the Isha. The fact that a woman can appoint a Shliach, that's Shlichus Bechol Tarakuma? No, that's not true at all. If an Isha is Misgareshes Bal Karcha, that means all you need is a Mais and a Sina. You don't need any Das HaIsha. On what basis can you assume that there is Shlichus? This, the Rambam assumed, is uniquely true when it comes to Gittin Kedushin and requires, we'll have to see why, Eidus L'Kiyam Adam. Eidus L'Kiyam Adam. See, to what extent is my ability to appoint a Shliach an indicator that I am the Baal HaChalos? So if you look at the Gemara and Ksuvas and the Ayin Dal and Amud Aleph, this is where the Gemara formulates the following principle, that Milsa de Isa b'Shlichus Isa b'Tanai. Two halachos go hand in hand. Shlichus and Tanai always go hand in hand. Where there's Shlichus, there's Tanai. Where there's Tanai, there's Shlichus. Milsa de Isa b'Shlichus Isa b'Tanai. Where do you see that this is true? The Gemara says that, look, Kol Tanai, Mehecha Garminan, what is the whole source of Mishpatei HaTanai? Where do you learn Tanai from? That's learned from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So therefore, Tanai de'efshe l'kiyumi ayde shliach ki hasam, havi Tanai. Tanai de'efshe l'kiyumi ayde shliach ki hasam, lo havi Tanai. That's what the Gemara writes. The whole halach is derived from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So just as there was a Tanai, Im Yavru Chalutzim, if then, if you'll fight to conquer Israel, then you will receive, if not, then not. So too, that there's a concept of Shlichus. So the concept of the relationship of Tanai and Shlichus is derived from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So take a look at Tosus. Tosus writes, Ksuvah Stav, Ayin Dalam Adalat, Dermaschot Tanai, Vim Tomar, Umas Svar Yeshka. What is this? Agzeres HaKosu? When it came to Kibush Haaretz, there was a Tanai with Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, and the Kibush Haaretz was done Ayidei Shlichus. So therefore, that's Achol Kahalacha. Milsed Isa B'Shlichus Isa B'Tanai. Just Agzeres HaKosu. Tosu says the Masra Yishkan. After all, Tosu says the following. Maybe say this. It's just Agzeres HaKosu. Maybe say Lo Mahani Tanai Ella Benesinas Karka. Maybe make up another principle. No, just as Bnei God and Bnei Reuven was only for Karka, so maybe say the whole concept of Tanai only works when it comes to Karka. A good, the source in Chumash is Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So if you're going to say that the conditions have to be similar to Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, where there's Tanai, where there's Shlichus, in the Devar Sof. So maybe it only applies to Nisinas Karka. Maybe it only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Can't just be a random Gzeres HaKosu. There must be some underlying Svara. So take a look. Tosus writes the following. This is critical. Now, V'yesh lomar, d'haynu taima, d'hol v'hamaisa kulkach biyado, shiyach olakaimo al yedei shliach. Since the act is something which is kulkach biyado, it is something that is fully under your control. Vaharaya, that you can appoint a shliach, svaruhu, sheyehe kamo ken biyadala shliya beitna. So therefore it's mistaber that you should be able to make a tnai as well. That's an important chiddush atosus, no? If you can appoint a shliach, that's an indicator of bailus. I am the Baal HaChalos. This is mine. To do with it as I please. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. If it's Issa b'shlichus, Issa b'tanai. If I can appoint a shliach, I can also affix a tanai. What's the link between shlichus and tanai? Tosus says one word. Bibles. No? Kol kach b'yado. If I am the Baal HaChalos, so I can sell you my house directly. I can sell you my house to an agent. Well, if that is what empowers me to appoint a shliach, then Tosa says it's a svar, isn't it? That I can sell you my house now. I can sell you my house. Lachar shloshim yom. I can sell you my house if and when. Al yedei tnai. Shlichus and tnai are indicators of a din bayrim. That's the chiddush of Tosa and Ksuvus and Daf. Ayin dalam and alam. A very important chiddush, no? A very important chiddush. Therefore, when it comes to a case of the role of the Baal in Gerushin, and maybe even when it comes to Kedushin, very mistabra, the Tosfos HaRosh writes, that I can appoint a shliach. I am the Baal HaChalos. I can make a tnai b'Kedushin, a tnai b'Gerushin. I can appoint a shliach. But when it comes to Gerushin, let's start at least with there, where the woman is not the Baal HaMaisa, Eino Megaresh Midata LeMisgareshes Baal Korcho, all you need is a Maisa Nesina. Where do you see that she has the right to appoint a Shliach despite the fact that she is not the Baal HaGereshin, the Baal HaMaisa? That's the Chiddush that requires a Gzeres HaKosa. That's the Shulcha. And that's what the Rambam writes. Apparently you see that these are two completely different forms of shlichus entirely. Shliach ha'ish as opposed to a shliach l'kabbalah of the isha. Take a look in the Kovet Sa'aras. Right, Rabbi Chanan Simen Ayin Vav, a beautiful piece. For Rabbi Chanan discusses the following. That whenever you have an institution in our Torah which requires a Maisa Adam, Maisa Adam, that can be understood in two very different ways. Number one, like Git and Kedushin, where the Chalos is Al Yedei Adam. I control, I generate the Chalos. That's Git and that's Kedushin. Then you have another category of cases where even though a Maisa Adam is necessary, the Chalos is Vame'ela. I don't control the Chalos at all. It's true that the Torah insists on an act, but I am not the Baal HaChalos. I'll give you an example. Shechita, for example. Shechita requires a Maisa Shechita. Shechita requires Koach Gavra. A Maisa Shechita is necessary. But the Chalos Hetem, the fact that La'achar HaShechita, the Yisr Evim Arachai is Poka, the Yisr Eino Zavuach is Poka, there's no Nevela, there's a Heter Achila. Do I create the Chalos? I create the Chalos Hetem? No. The Torah insists on a Maisa Shechita, but the Chalos is Vame'ela. Where do you see this difference? Where the Maisa Adam controls the Chalos, as opposed to the Maisa Adam that simply allows the Chalos of the Torah to kick in naturally. So Rabbi Chanan has beautiful examples, right, in seven Afkaminas Lahalas. So take a look at that particular piece. Now, very mistaken, no? Can I make a tnai, for example, in Gittin Kedushin? Absolutely yes, no? Can I make a tnai when it comes to Shechita? You know, last time I did the Shechita, you didn't pay me. So you know what? I will make the following tnai. Right? If and when you pay me for my Shechita, then the Chalos Heter will be Chal. And until then, until I'm paid, so the Chalos Shechita will not take hold, and therefore there's Nisra Chila. There's Nisra Eina Zavua? Of course not, no? A person can mapel tonight. That's exactly Tosfos' chiddush. The chalos hetzer is not kukach biyadam. That is not something that you control. The Torah does not allow you to, it doesn't empower you to determine the chalos hetzer shchita. A maisa gavra is necessary? That's certainly true. But not chalos. Hashenki, when it comes to gitnin kedushin, it's much more than a maisa kedushin or maisa gerushin. The chalos is determined al yedei habal. And the difference possibly between baal as opposed to isha. We've been dealing with the simpler case of gerushin, no? Gerushin doesn't require dasa isha at all. No? Gerushin doesn't require dasa isha. They're very mistaber. No, as the Tosas Rosh writes, that there's a marked difference in him as opposed to her. What we'll have to see is, what about when it comes to Kedushin? Is this true? It can't be Mekadesh Nisha Bal Karcha, only Nidaita. It is interesting, the Gemara had such a Hava, Mina, no? Why is it noping Daf in the Masech, do you know? Why does the Mishnah say, Aisha Nikne is not Ish Mekadesh? You would have thought Bal Karcha, Kamashal Midaitin Bal Karcha, no? Very unusual, no? There would have been a havamina to assume that kedushin can occur bal karcha. What is the role of the das ha'isha when it comes to kedushin? Is that on par, right, with the ish, or even in kedushin the differences between the das ha'isha as opposed to the cases of the das ha'isha? The Tosfos Rosh writes this is critical for our sugya of shlichus. To what extent is the shlichus b'chalat Torah kula? To what extent do we argue that that is not the case at all? So take a look in the Kobasaros and Simen Ayin Vav. Right, we'll have to take a look at these details. We'll have to discuss, right, more about aspects of Das Davar Sheberva. If you've done all this, take a look at the Ran in Nedarim and Aflam and Amar Aleph. That's the famous Ran that indicates that even when it comes to Kiddushin, there is a marked difference between the role of the Ish of Kiyika as opposed to the role of the Isha, even though one cannot be Mekadesh and Isha Bal Karcha. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean that there's an equation, that there's symmetry between the Das HaIsha as opposed to the Das HaIsha. Right, then we'll have to put all of it together, right, in terms of the concept of Das Davar Sheberva. So take a look at these Ramakamas very carefully. Go through these and Kobot Aras. We'll tie a lot of this together with Chalitza, Shchita, Enes Lekim Adava. I think he quotes many different sugyas, as I mentioned, like seven Afkaminas L'Halacha.